From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Dr. John Jost and Russ Bolton about the Sing It Yourself Messiah happening this Sunday at the First Federated Church in Peoria. Gentlemen, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, Dr. Jost, I understand you have been the conductor of this event for about 24 times over the last two decades or so. Is that correct?
Well, I think that's right.
So tell us a little bit about why you continue to stay involved with this project and what it means to you.
Well, as far as I know, this Messiah Sing in Peoria started around 1970. And as I was saying earlier to Nathan, if there's any Episcopal archivist out there who knows for a fact when it started, we would appreciate hearing that, because it did start at the Episcopal Cathedral, St. Paul's. And I came here to Peoria about 30 years ago, and they had asked me a few times to direct it. And then I guess after a few years, they couldn't find anyone else and asked me to continue. So I've been involved with it. And, you know, it's the same music every year, but I just find it so inspiring. I absolutely love this music and never get tired of it. So, and I think people who come and get to sing, you know, even if they just sing the Hallelujah chorus, it's such a thrill. That it's a wonderful tradition that I hope we can keep going.
And for someone who hasn't attended in the past, can you sort of explain the premise and what to expect? So this is not a choir that you've had an opportunity to rehearse 10 or 12 times. This is the audience is the chorus.
Right. Maybe Russ can talk to that.
It is a really neat, very community-oriented aspect, you know, when you're bringing everyone in that fashion. As you're sitting in the pews, like you're there for church, you're sitting in your sections. And Dr. Jost turns around, and instead of conducting the orchestra or the soloist, he's now directing his attention outward. And everyone stands and gets a chance to sing these familiar choruses and enjoy that experience. There are some who choose not to sing and will remain seated. And some folks know some movements better than others and might sit down. But it's a neat experience to have that freedom, and it's such a friendly environment. I mean, really, everyone is welcome to come in and enjoy that time together.
Now, this event has been taking place for the last few years at First Federated Church.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about the space and how it complements the score?
It is a beautiful, beautiful sanctuary. And it really is more in a more Anglican or English traditional setup. Stone, beautiful stained glass windows. It is in the traditional cross setting. The ensemble is up in the chancel area and kind of expand out into the side transepts, which means the main sanctuary body and the balcony is where the audience and therefore chorus sits. It is decked out for Christmas like you can't believe. The wreaths, the candles, the flowers, poinsettias, it's a truly beautiful, beautiful atmosphere. Really sets the Christmas spirit up, and especially the first grand movement of this is all about the Christmas story, which is perfect in that setting.
It's really a wonderful place to present this because the soloists can sing from the lectern so they can see me and they can be kind of above the orchestra. And it's a wonderful space to do this in.
And a live hall meant for live performing music. And no microphone necessary, just you fill that space up with sound, and it is beautiful, beautiful. And then it's immediately, that portion is followed by a lovely cookie and cocoa reception, which is nice in the kind of communal area. And then we try to usher everyone back in for more music, because we do try to finish the entire story.
Now, what I think a lot of people sometimes forget is that the Messiah is really an enormous composition. Mm-hmm. There are three sections to it. A full performance of the whole piece would take hours.
About 3 hours altogether.
And so for the purposes of this event, you've scaled it down somewhat. So what's included? All of the choruses?
Well, we scale it down to 2 hours and a quarter.
Yes, that's about right. That's about right.
So we don't cut out very much. And as Russ said, the first part is basically the prophecy and the Christmas story. And the second part is crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. And the third part is more commentary and kind of the last days. So the sort of the apocalyptical part of the story, and features the trumpet shall sound, which is one of the most memorable solos from Messiah. And even though the second part ends with the Hallelujah chorus, which is the one that everybody knows, the final chorus, which is Worthy is the Lamb and the Amen, is, I won't say greater than the Hallelujah chorus, but it is.
It's moving.
It's the whole thing is moving.
And we should note that you assemble wonderful team of local musicians to perform the score and also to sing the solo roles. Can you kind of walk us through the soloists that are going to be joining?
The soloists that are coming are Courtney Huffman, who teaches voice at Bradley. She has done a lot of singing. She sung with the Boston Baroque Ensemble out east and has just a terrific voice. Denise Gomez is the alto soloist. She's from Chicago, and she's sung with the Peoria Bach Festival and the Sing It Yourself Messiah several times. She's a wonderful person. Eric Ashcraft, who is a Bradley graduate who's sung in opera internationally, is the tenor. And Saul Nache, who also teaches voice at Bradley as well as at Illinois Wesleyan, is the bass and also just a fantastic singer. So these are wonderful soloists, and they've all, except for Courtney Huffman, who's kind of new to the area, they've all performed with us in recent years doing this as well.
Russ, this is an event that First Federated Church has recently begun hosting. Can you talk a little bit about how a community event like this fits into First Federated's music ministry?
First Federated is kind of known as a church that loves and embraces beautiful music, classical music in particular, but it's been a host for many different sites. We've had high school ensembles from as far west as Illini Bluffs to as far east as Metamora get a chance to perform and sing pieces that were written for a space like that sanctuary, which is a wonderful opportunity for them to do. But our congregation in general, just you will see many of their faces at the Symphony or Art Heartland or sitting in Dingledine enjoying concerts here from Bradley as well. They love good music. So tucking that in, especially starting with such a powerful Christmas telling with As the Messiah Begins, it works out wonderfully for this time of year as we're in Advent and getting prepared for the whole Christmas story. Here's a way to tell it in music. Being kind of now at the center of where Peoria has kind of shifted as the geographical location has gone, we're really kind of at the heart of town there at that crossroads of War Memorial and Sheridan. And that makes it a nice, you know, center location for all this music to occur, easy to get in and out of. We host the Youth Symphony now, the now Youth Music Illinois, as they have been rebranded, which again is another way we're fostering music in Central Illinois and making sure these traditions are both respected and allowed to be performed in an appropriate space, not necessarily in a you know, converted Home Depot, but in a space that was designed for this music, which means so much to me personally and professionally, but also matters so much to the congregation and in their faith walk too.
Now, of course, there are people from the community who come out every year for the Sing It Yourself Messiah. Right. But if you're trying to coax someone to come to this event who maybe is not a singer or has never been to it, how would you try and get them to come?
It is the safest environment for you to go and figure this out. Firstly, church should be the safe environment in that you should be in front of a loving and appreciative congregation that is going to say, thank you for your glad and joyful noise. For those making true music out of it and figuring out how to make this work, you're singing with about 200 other vocalists. It's safe. The biggest burden of that is taken on by the soloists, so that's off your shoulders, and you're probably going to sit next to someone who has done this before. I know there'll be many First Fed faces sitting there that now they're on their third go-around of this and love and cherish the music and are happy to point out not only where things are on the campus, but also where we are in the music and how it works out. I have big, bold signs up and posted from everything from where the cocoa is to where your sectional seat is, and it's just a delightful atmosphere to come in and enjoy that experience together.
And John, the Messiah is one of dozens, if not hundreds, of oratorios that Handel wrote. Can you explain a little bit how this particular piece became so strongly associated with the Christmas season? How did this become part of the, you know, the calendar of the holiday?
Well, Handel did not set out to write oratorios, and just for information, an oratorio is essentially an opera without staging, without costumes, without scenery. And oratorio was initially, the whole idea of the form was so that the upper classes could, in Europe, especially Germany and Italy, could enjoy something during the Lenten season, 6 weeks when opera was prohibited, was not able to be performed. So they needed some kind of entertainment.
Right.
So basically people would hire the same singers to perform oratorio, which music was usually written on biblical subjects. So it was seen as an uplifting entertainment, even though it was still entertainment. And Handel, early in his youth, when he was in his early 20s, he spent three to four years in Italy learning everything he could about Italian music. And then very shortly after that, went to England and kind of mastered all the English traditions of writing chorus music. And then he established himself for about 30 years as a composer of Italian music when Italian opera was popular in England. And then it began to lose favor. That's a whole sort of political, social phenomena. But it was almost by accident that he wrote Messiah. He was getting tired of all this bickering among the opera singers and managers and the public. So he decided to spend, he was invited to spend a season in Dublin, in Ireland. So he was going to perform some of his works there. And Charles Jennens, a friend of his, had this text for Messiah. And Jennens was a sort of an evangelical Anglican who had written this text about basically the story of salvation. It wasn't a usual oratorio plot. Usually oratorios were the story of Esther, the story of Jephthah, or Joshua and his brethren. And this wasn't really a dramatic story. It was all narrative. It's all basically passages from the Bible. But Handel launched into it with a lot of enthusiasm. And basically what Handel needed to write a great piece of music, all he needed was a good image. Like he is like a refiner's fire, or the trumpet shall sound, or the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. You know, you give him something like that, he comes up with a little melody just instantly. I mean, he wrote this whole thing in 3 weeks.
Incredible.
Which is, you know, that's kind of seen as that it must have been divinely inspired. But the fact is he wrote each of his oratorios in about 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks. During the concert season, he would get ideas. And then in the summer, late summer when it was too hot for concerts, he would sit down and put them all down on paper and just wrote with amazing speed. But anyway, to answer your question, how it ended up Christmas, it was originally written for Lent. The first performance was in April. And somehow it migrated to the Christmas season. This took a while. I perhaps should mention that the performing forces got larger and larger. Handel's original presentation was probably 30 in the chorus, 30 in the orchestra. And by the mid-1800s, there were performances with almost 3,000 singers and 500 orchestra members. And this became a Christmas tradition, I think partly because I guess we needed something to fill in the Christmas season. And the first part is very Christmas-oriented. And a lot of groups, for example, the Bradley Chorale a couple of times has performed just part one, which is the Christmas portion, which is about an hour. So that's about all the amount of time a college choir can learn in one semester. So it has become a Christmas tradition, but that's through no fault of Handel's.
We've been talking about the Sing It Yourself Messiah with conductor John Jost and with Russ Bolton from the First Federated Church. The event will be held at the church Sunday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. with a pre-concert lecture at 1:45. Again, thank you both for being with us today.
You're so happy to be here. Thank you.
And it's the first Friday of the month once again, which means that tonight several local art studios will be open from 5 to 9 p.m. as part of the Central Illinois Arts Organization's First Friday. Some venues that you can check out are studios on Sheridan, the Contemporary Arts Center, Wheel Art Pottery, and more. For a full list, go to artspartners.net.
And another holiday tradition returns this weekend as the Peoria Ballet presents its production of The Nutcracker. The cast includes over 100 dancers, with two of the principal roles being danced by members of the Joffrey Ballet. Those performances are tomorrow at 2 and 7:30 p.m. and again Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Peoria Civic Center Theater.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.